Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It is our pleasure to welcome our friend Lucy Burge back to the program, as she took last week off, but is back with us with a vengeance. She's from DraftKings, and she joins us now. And Lucy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I am not on top of this as much as Bone is, but what's going on with this guy sending you AI photos? What is going on here?
Well, a good afternoon. This is a new revelation that I did not ever think would happen, but people have been taking, and maybe it's the same person, some of my selfies. Yeah, I mean, hopefully it is just one person and not just an expansive network of people doing this. But it's one guy, thank you. Yeah. And he is taking some of my selfies and using AI to transform them into videos and maybe what it might look like. Should I perhaps turn around in these photos or videos and walk away from the camera, which is increasingly seemingly what people want? Because I have been bombarded with people saying, do a spin for us, turn around for us. No, if I give you everything, then what is there left to want? Like, there's no, always leave them wanting more. Mm-hmm. It's a no. The more people ask, the more I know, because it makes them angry. So, of course, I'm not going to. So they've taken to AI to imagine. Wow. And, might I say, it's pretty accurate, I will say. And so it is very, very nice. It's kind of them to be to be doing this. And so I just seem like, you know what? As long as they're doing this, I'll use this to promote my Instagram and promote the illusion that maybe this is the content that's on my Instagram.
That's the thing that I find hilarious is you're, leaning into it, but, yes. Is there part of it, it's weird,
it's a little creepy, Burge.
It's a little creepy.
Right? It's probably a lot creepy.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah, it's quite creepy, to say the least, but it could be worse. Because at least it makes me look enhanced and not worse. Like, it could be, here's what you would look like looking really bad.
Yeah.
So, it's not the worst thing, and yeah, it's creepy, but if it makes me look better, then I'm fine with it. And I know there are paths that can go down and AI can go down that's really troubling and quite scary. But once it's not at that point yet, I'm okay with it.
Jason always brings this up where he's like, don't look in your mentions. Like, do you look at the replies? Do you even acknowledge? Because I can only imagine.
Well, so the replies to most tweets I do. Some of them, let's say I can't remember the last tweet. I tweeted something and people, it wasn't like my bets lost or something. It was something that I forget what it was, but it was last week. And I had to end up because people start arguing in the mentions about nothing or about me or how dumb I am or something. And I just go mute conversation and it's fine and it doesn't exist. anymore. And it's, oh, you know what it was? It was an Alex Earl Braxton Berrios tweet because they sadly broke
yes.
up.
Yes.
So, no,
those crazy kids.
And I'm fringe invested in Alex Earl. For some reason, that like hits the right spot. And I'm like, oh, I do like her content. So I just tweeted something about it because I vaguely saw that when she was on Dancing with the Stars, her face, because I got a vibe for some reason that they had broken up. And I know that Braxton Berrios is busy playing for the Texans. So, of course, he was not going to go to L.A. To see Alex Earl perform Dancing with the Stars. But it felt like they broke up. So my expertise, of course, with this couple who I don't really know a ton about. But I thought, okay, they broke up. So I tweeted something about how there was a clue in her face during Dancing with the Stars once, and it got like 3 million views.
Wow.
So that was a wider audience. And I don't know how, I don't know what this is, but people started commenting about like about me or about that, whatever. So I just was like mute conversation because I don't want to look at this. So there are easy ways to not look at your mentions. I generally do. But if you want to actively avoid them, which I always recommend, mute conversation is a great way to do that.
Hmm. Good tip.
We were having a little debate here, and we thought you'd be an expert on this. So we've talked about Halloween in the past and Halloween trends and spooky season, sexy season, whatever. Yeah. And then along those lines, stuff starts popping up on my timeline. Like, I don't believe in sexy Santa. I don't think sexy Santa should be a thing or even a perceived thing. Like, we all know who Santa is, what he represents.
I think you should ask the question without
what
giving
he
your
does.
Opinion ahead of time.
I don't really think
Leading
we need
question.
To,
yes.
like, have people wanting to dress like sexy Santa. I think we leave Santa and his elves alone, and we let that be. Do you have any thoughts on this trend?
You know, it's funny. I've never actually thought about it. I've seen the, like, the sexy Santa costume mm-hmm. that's just scrolling through, like, you know, you're looking for your Halloween costume because
right.
it's always sexy season, of course. But I'm with you. When you think about it, like,
Thank
Santa
you.
is pure.
Yeah.
Like, there is a pure aspect of Santa where it's about gifts and happiness and the magic of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're, let's say it's a, like a, an outfit you're wearing in a private adult setting and it's a sexy Santa for, you know, your partner, I don't know why you'd be into that.
No, exactly.
But the mistletoe.
That's like, I mean, I'm just like Santa.
To each their own, right, Burns?
Hey, don't
Santa,
yuck their
there's nothing sexy about exactly. Santa. Just wear sexy clothes, but it doesn't have to be related to Santa if you're looking to spice things up.
Sexy about so many Halloween
I'm no
costumes.
Prude.
Yeah, a little bit, you're.
This is true. No, so I'm definitely not a prude, but I agree with you.
You're
like,
not.
I'm right there with you because it's just not. I don't know why. Wouldn't you be like, you could do like a sexy candy cane or something? You know what?
Maybe,
even better than
maybe
Santa.
Sure. Yes.
You use like ribbon and you're like, you're the gift. And
yes.
you're just like,
Purge.
That's
yes.
what you're wearing.
Sexy oh, Frosty. Never. Never.
Yes.
That should never happen. Sexy Frosty. Sexy Rudolph. No.
What about a sexy elf?
No, I don't really think the elves. I think the elves are too close to Santa. They should be left alone. It's okay. kind of sacred.
Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No,
I don't
Mrs.
think so.
Claus.
I don't think so.
Reindeer. I'm right
no.
there with you.
Sexy. Thank you.
Those are elements that should not be something that is sexy. That is for, I mean, in the end, it's like, you know, it's for kids.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? No. Santa should be pure, and he's
yes.
just a guy with a beard,
right.
and he's like, he's got a jolly belly, and
yep.
that's what Santa is. There's no, if you're sexy Santa, that's something different entirely.
Yeah.
It's like sexy winter princess or something. Like, it's not even Santa.
Right.
So you've gone too far with that. The motifs should be just other aspects of like Santa's outfit on a little dress. Like, no. So I'm right there with you.
Thank
sexy
you.
Santa should not be a thing.
These mooks thought for sure you were going to not be
well,
on my team on this
I
one.
I still say the question was leading and led her into space.
Oh,
as leading as possible.
Yeah. I would
stop.
Have, yes. I
would have gotten there, I think.
Thank you.
I think. We're talking to Lucy Burge, Inside Access here on the Fence. Speaking of Santa, how are we feeling? We didn't get a chance to ask you last week. The Bill Belichick and his lovely girlfriend.
They had another cheerleading competition.
Yeah, and she's showing off those magic abs and a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on there, isn't there? Because what else is new? Yeah, she's got it's competition season, I guess, because it's one after another, which does kind of work because with his schedule being pretty open right now, hers being very full, I think it really, it's another reason these guys work so well together.
Yes.
Is that they, her cheerleading competitions are during the, I mean, I guess if you're out of the, you know, any
bowl season,
bowl season, exactly, then it does work very well. So did he do this on purpose? Conspiracy. No, I think it works very well. Guys, it's cheer season. We can't win. So I think that this works very well for both of them. And as the headline said, he was all smiles at her competitions. So I think that they're just blazing toward marriage. There's really no other way to see this ending, is that he loves, definitely, I mean, if you're talking about sexy Santa, a sexy cheerleader, like, he definitely has a thing for that. So that is really just exciting for them. It's a fun, sexy time for them. And I think it's really nice that she has these competitions and is dominating and clearly working very hard, because her abs don't lie. Mm. She is very strong and flexible, and I think fit. Bill would agree. Very fit.
Burge, let's get to your Patriots, because they do come to Baltimore for
head
Sunday
to head
night
this week,
football.
Guys.
Yes.
Coming off a really disappointing loss, blew a 21-point lead. What's your view of the Patriots? You always say Red Sox are going to win the World Series. Are the Patriots going to win the Super Bowl?
Yes, so I don't think it's out of the question. Super Bowl is not off. I don't think that loss, immediately it was very disappointing. It was very, no pun intended, deflating to see this loss, because you start thinking, this is not how you win playoff games. This is not how you win an MVP for Drake May. This is, if you are thinking about this Patriots team in the playoffs, perhaps in the Super Bowl, letting let down spots like this are not going to cut it. So it was disappointing. However, then I started thinking, they needed to lose at some point. They were on a 10-game winning streak. And to get a loss out of the way, I think if you're looking for a silver lining, that would be it. And I think also to see how they come back from something like this. And Steph Diggs said this after the game too. He said about the loss, we needed it. So it also takes pressure off of Drake May, because coming into this and saying, okay, we got to win 12 in a row would be a lot of pressure. And yes, should he be able to handle that? Yes. But he's still young, so there is that as well. And he looked inexperienced, and even though he was the defense in this game, and he scored 2 touchdowns. So he was bouncing off of guys and blocking guys and doing it all. There were moments where he could have solidified himself as the MVP, and he didn't. And this is his chance. And it does happen to be against your Ravens, so this is very exciting to go up against your team. But I am taking the Patriots +3 in this one, because I do think either way this will be a close game, because Drake May is excited to play in primetime. They, as Mike Vrabel says, his motto now, no naps. They're not going to be napping in this game. And I don't think there will be any second half letdown as there was against the Bills.
Your Red Sox going to do anything?
I get the sense that I've been thinking about this a lot, and even I've been doing a lot of driving and a lot of thinking about the just random things. Your mind wanders, and I'm thinking that they are not going to do anything else. I get the sense that they're not. Like, I get the sense that they're just not. I don't know why they haven't yet, and I don't know. Pieces start to kind of fall away, starting with Kyle Schwarber, and they let things go, and like pieces that move around, like free agents that haven't even signed yet. There's no sense of real urgency where they say after winter meetings, we're going to go back to Boston and get to work. And it's like, why didn't you do anything during that? And I think what people are waiting for is what they're going to do with the outfield and any trades in the outfield. And it's like the asking price for Jaren Duran is very high. So is that going to be something where they keep saying no to teams like the Royals, or would you want Cole Reagans for Jaren Duran? They're not going to want that. It's things that make me think, if they were going to do something and trade somebody like Jaren Duran, they would have done it already. So it just, as of right now, just get the sense that they're not going to do anything else. And they're going to say, Sonny Gray is our number two guy. And he wasn't in the beginning. That's what we were thinking. And people are going to be very unhappy. But I do get the sense that that's kind of it.
Lucy, Thursday Night Football, we got a good one tonight. Which way are you leaning?
We do. So I am taking the Rams. +1.5 here. There are a lot of things that work in their favor here in terms of trends to cover the spread. They've gone 11-2 against the spread in their last 14 matchups against Seahawks. They're 3-0 against Sam Darnold since the start of last season. And my favorite one, they are 11-2 against the spread in their last 13 road games. Actually, my favorite one is 17-3 against the spread in their last 20 games played in the month of December. So a lot of things pointing in their favor here. +1.5 for the Rams.
Oh, Lucy, one more thing. The AI guy, has he sent you anything that made you frightened, scared? Has he gotten offensive yet, or has it been just this level?
No, and I'm surprised because I'm waiting for, like, wait, you could take this in many different ways, and he hasn't yet. So I'm like, okay, so once we get to that point, I'm going to be like, okay, we can, or, you know, if I look good. That's really what matters.
Yeah.
If I look okay, then fine. Yeah. But if he DMs me something weird, then I think I might have to block him. But at this point, you know, so far, it's all okay. So we'll keep an eye on it, though. We're going to monitor the situation and see what happens.
Classy AI. Let the people know where they can find you, Lucy.
You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on AI to whatever. Twitter, at Lucille Burge. Instagram, at Lucille Burge. TikTok, Lucy Burge 1. And, of course, at DraftKings.
Lucy, you're the best. Thanks as always. Happy holidays. I don't know when we're going to chat with you again, because the next two Thursdays, we might have to
change
something. Yeah, we might have to figure something out.
Yeah, well, I'm always around. So whenever, I'll talk to you guys very soon. Happy holidays.
Oh, thanks so much, Lucy. You're the best.
Happy holidays.
Coming up next, let's take a look at the turf. They're coming off that loss to Michigan. They take on Virginia on Saturday. Virginia's ranked. Can they beat the Cavaliers? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Terps have a light schedule in the next couple of weeks. Of course, they played Michigan on Saturday. Then they have Virginia this Saturday. Then a game against Old Dominion a couple days after that. A week after that. And then you get into Big Ten conference schedule. So the loss to Michigan, and we talked a lot earlier in the week. There was a lot to like. And then Farrell Payne gets hurt. Solomon Washington gets ejected. Michigan kind of runs them out of the gym the second half of the second half. So with that in mind, Virginia, 23rd-ranked team in the country, Bone, can they play with the Cavaliers?
Look, they played with Michigan until 10 minutes to go in that basketball game last weekend, where it was a three-point game at that point. And Michigan is one of, if not the best team in the country. So can they? Yes. Will they? We'll see. There's not... I think we'd all be very shocked if Pharrell Payne ends up suiting up on Saturday.
I don't think it's happening.
So I think that is a humongous blow for them. Obviously, he's their leading scorer. But look, we've been saying all season long, because Buzz Williams has been saying all season long, trying to temper expectations and just reading some stories this morning. And this was a quote from a week or two ago from Buzz, saying, if we get on the roller coaster of only outcome-based resulting, it's going to be a bad ride. We're learning those lessons before we even get to Christmas. Does that mean our record is going to be what we want it to be? No. He's been talking about managing expectations all year long. And it goes back to him saying, we got to shoot more free throws. We got to play this ugly brand of basketball. And now it's even more compromised because your best player is hurt moving forward. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a lot different this go around against the ranked opponent, because you were at home against Michigan, and we know that Xfinity Center can be a special place to play when it's that type of matchup, where now you're facing this ranked team on the road.
Yeah. Look, could they win this game? Sure. I think if they were able to reassemble the starting five from the Michigan game, I'd really kind of fancy their chances to keep this interesting. And they may still be able to do it, but it's just a real shame that when they finally started to, I thought, figure out rotations and who worked with who and how quickly they could get the young guards in and still make them feel a part of it. But I felt like for the first time things were falling into place, and now the linchpin that held everything in place is out for we don't know how long, but we'd all be astonished if Payne played in this game. So that doesn't mean they can't surprise us. That doesn't mean they won't play with a lot of energy and fight. And they're going to need, you know, Diggy Coit to hit a bunch of threes. But I think they can acquit themselves well. Will that result in a victory? I think the head coach is telling you himself that it might not.
Beltway Ben, do you think they can go to Virginia and win this basketball game on Saturday?
No, not without Pharrell Payne. If he played, maybe. But Virginia's offense is, again, this is not, I've said it time and time again when talking about this team, this is not what Virginia was under Bennett. They struggle a little bit defensively, but they can score with the best of them, and they've shown it all year. One area that I thought the Terps potentially could have taken advantage of is the foul game if Payne was playing, right? This Virginia team hacks a lot. They foul. They send other teams to the free throw line. And that's been one area of concern for them. There's not many. Like, this is a very good team. And they're well coached. Talk about it all the time. Odom is a great coach. He beat Virginia as the 16 seed with UMBC not too long ago. He went to VCU, went to Utah State, had a lot of success at other schools, and ultimately, immediately in year one, is having success at Virginia. Virginia's going to be back on the map. Like, it was a few ugly years, and things weren't fully right. He's going to have them playing good basketball, but right now in year one, compared to where Buzz's squad is, I think they're going to lose by double digits again.
Maryland at Virginia Saturday at 6 o'clock. That means pregame coverage starts at 5 right here on 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, though, Drake May, he's an MVP candidate. Just how good is Drake May? And we'll hear from him as well. That's next here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new.
Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Fan.
Yeah, obviously it stings. You know, it stings when you don't come up on the winning side, but what I've tried to learn in this league is it's on to the next week. You know, next week's, you know, just as important as the last week and the week before that. And it's every week's important and it matters. And just trying to play to my best ability and fix the things that I can fix and make plays and try to fix plays that I wish I had back and try to let it not happen again. But at the same time, I think there's some good things we did from last game, but also some things we got to improve on to be better down the road and be better against the Ravens this week. And we got a tough challenge. They're a good defense and they're a good football team with a great quarterback. So they're a tough challenge and just trying to learn every week and store things in my memory bank to use them again down the road.
It's Drake May having a hell of a season with the New England Patriots, talking about putting the Bills loss in the rear view and focusing on the Ravens. Drake May currently 5th in the NFL in passing yards, tied for 5th in touchdown passes. So just how good is Drake May?
Well, he's on a path to becoming the youngest quarterback to ever lead the NFL in completion percentage. So there's that. I don't think he's going to win the MVP award, but he's certainly in the running.
Mm-hmm.
He's been tasked with lifting a franchise. They're from a talent standpoint, they're not where, frankly, their record would indicate that they are. He's doing more with less, and he's done it at an incredibly high level for almost the entirety of this season with a few slip-ups. Now, unfortunately for him, some of those slip-ups came last week, and I don't think in no way am I inferring he's the reason they lost that football game. In fact, he's the primary reason why they had a 21-point
yes.
lead. But when the field began to shift and the tide began to turn, he couldn't stem it. And at this stage of his career, that's totally understandable and to be expected. But now all of a sudden, expectations have been ratcheted up and they are the hunted. And people are, you know, quibbling about their schedule, and rightfully so. They haven't faced Murderer's Row by any stretch. And so this is all coming to a head for him, but he's a smart kid. He's a tremendous athlete. You can tell that the guys like playing with him and for him. And I think the Patriots did not have to wait nearly as long as most franchises between franchise quarterbacks. And I think he will present some unique problems, or semi-unique problems, for the Ravens. And it's the first time in a long time that they faced an elite mobile quarterback who's also throwing the ball downfield at a high rate and completing those attempts at an incredibly high rate. In fact, you'd have to go back to Mahomes to find the last person in this sort of skill set. But Mahomes' deep ball the last 3 years since Tyreek Hill left is bottom 5 in the league. So it's not even really a fair comp, because this guy's hitting explosives, whether he's throwing to journeyman tight ends or Stephon Diggs near the end of his career or a running back or whatever, whereas Mahomes wasn't generating them to anyone. So I think they better be on the lookout for his legs They better be on the lookout for him throwing the ball 50 yards downfield inside and outside of the pocket. They better be on the lookout for early down under center play action shots, kind of like Ryan Tannehill did back in the day. Something that's given the Ravens some problems.
On the season, he's 50% completion percentage on 20-plus air yard throws, which is
that's really super high.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. But what's even more remarkable, looking at this number on NFL Next Gen Stats, the first 8 weeks of the season, he completed 76.5% of his deep attempts. That is bonkers. But the arrow is pointing way up on Drake May. And you mentioned it, Jason. Like, I hope everybody enjoyed getting their licks in on New England for that five-year period after Brady left following 2019, because they got a quarterback. And right now, they're certainly lacking that surrounding cast around him, but he's still on his rookie deal. He can't even negotiate a contract extension this upcoming offseason, and they have a ton of cap space to work with. They went out, spent a lot of money this past offseason, so you'd expect them to be even better in 2026. But right now, it's already a pretty damn good football team. They're definitely going to be playing games in January, whether it's winning the division or not, and I still think they're going to end up winning the division no matter what happens on Sunday night. But it's a unique challenge because Drake May is not afraid to push the ball downfield. He has the scrambling ability, so this isn't just a pocket pass. This isn't Aaron Rodgers a couple weeks ago where you really don't need to worry about the 42-year-old taking off, and I know he had the rushing touchdown, but what was that, 4 or 5 yards? So there's plenty of challenges that Drake May presents.
I'll tell you what concerns me is that what we saw Sunday in Cincinnati was a moment in time, and I look back to the previous two games where the Ravens didn't muster any bit of pass rush on Joe Burrow on Thanksgiving night and Aaron Rodgers the following Sunday. And if they do that against Drake May, they're in for a world of hurt.
They'll get cooked. They'll get cooked. Look, this kid, and I don't know what the weather's going to look like. I know there's a lot of wind advisories for the next day or so. I don't know if that's going to extend into Sunday night. But this kid could run for 70 yards and throw for 250. Like, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility if he gets it cooking. Only Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott have a higher passer rating on under center play action passing attempts. He's got a 133.9 passer rating when he's under center, not in gun, not in pistol, and utilizes play action. He's completing 74% of his passes when doing so for over 10 yards per attempt. The Ravens are 18th in the NFL defending under center play action passes, 105.7 passer rating allowed. They've generated only 2 sacks on 69 dropbacks when the opposing quarterback is under center play action. May has been sacked quite a bit doing so. We'll see about that. This is going to be, I mean, it's kind of different than Buffalo because he's familiar with Buffalo. Sure. It's a division team. Yeah. They'd already beat him once. So this second time, like, you did have built up a little bit of a cushion. Now that cushion's eroding. Buffalo's going to have already played. They're probably going to whip up on Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Like, this is going to be a different assignment for Drake May. I think it'll bring out the best in him. I don't know about the totality of the roster. I think he'll be up for it.
Looking at the Bone Doppler radar for Sunday at kickoff, 33 degrees. It feels like 22. So it's 22.
It's 22 degrees.
12 mile per hour
nonsense.
Wind. Yeah, that's, so not too gonna... bad conditions at all. But the big thing is, and both you guys, you know, they got to find a way to get pass rush. And this Patriots offensive line, they've given up the 7th highest pressure rate in football. Can this be another game in which Draymond Jones shows up? And interior, Travis Jones had a sack last week against the Bengals. Like, they're going to have to find a way to do it. And not just by blitzing, too, because Drake May has been really good against the blitz this year. He's got 11 touchdowns to 0 interceptions.
My concern with Zach Orr is he's a young quarterback. He's going to try to, and I'm putting in air quotes, fool him with the fake blitzes. And then that's where this team gets into trouble when they try, they simulate, like they did that against Jared Goff early this season, and that was a disaster.
Well, yeah, I don't know that this kid is quite up to
no, Jared Goff's like a coach on the field, I think this kid knows what he's looking at.
The other problem is if you sell out to blitz him and you get a little bit too far upfield and he's, miss the point, he's going to take off. And if you play a whole bunch of, if you're playing a whole bunch of man, he's going to take off and run.
Yeah, that is. Would you say 70 yards rushing? Is it?
I mean, it wouldn't shock me. I mean, look, the number's around 30 something, but like, Tyrod Taylor had a 20 yard run against these guys.
Mm-hmm.
C.J. Stroud had a 30 yard run against these guys. Caleb had one explosive run and he barely ran at all. Mahomes had a couple. Like, I just think they're going to look through this film with McDaniels and say, you know, we're going to be able to sustain some drives on the ground here.
We'll continue to preview this game with Dan Shaughnessy, columnist from Boston Globe, coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll also talk Red Sox with Dan at 5. But coming up next, Ravens back on the practice field. Who practiced, who didn't? We'll let you know next here on The Fan. Ravens just put out their injury report, so this is interesting. Shadoobie Awuzie still out with the foot injury. Rashad Bateman full again. Zay Flowers practiced full, but he's now listed with a neck. He was not injury designated yesterday, but did practice full. Jay Higgins limited again. His window was open. Keandre Jackson, yeah, close that window.
It's getting breezy out there.
Keandre Jackson went from limited to full. Dad Lamar jokes. Full with an illness. John Jenkins did not practice with an illness. Tyler Linderbaum limited with a knee. C.J. Okoye, he was full today. Roquan Smith, after not practicing yesterday, full. And Ronnie Stanley, Kyle Van Noy, both limited after not practicing yesterday.
It's a lot of names.
It's a lot going on there. So, but Lamar is now kind of saying he was resting and not sick. Is that?
He said he treated it like a rest day, yeah. But they listed him as illness.
They would
There's always intrigue with Lamar on the damn injury report.
Well, we'll have Aloysius on the show tomorrow. We can ask him.
Oh, you think he'll crack
the code? Yeah, well, like, what was
What's
it?
What's really going
yeah,
on, Jer?
Yeah, yeah. He was out there.
He was.
Misidentifying people.
You don't think he'd want to save that information for BaltimoreMediaFood.com and put it out
that's
on that?
That's not him.
Yes, not him. Yeah. One, that's
know.
Not him, and two, this is immediate.
We
he can get
know.
To the people. We can get to the people.
Now, Bone, you're saying the Patriots dealing with some
stuff. Yeah, to the flip side, the Patriots have four starters on their defense that have not practiced this week. Carlton Davis, Marcus Jones, Harold Landry, and Robert Spillane. Mm. And then you add to the fact that Milton Williams, who is having a really
yes.
good year for them, he's on IR. And Milton Williams, since he went down in Week 11, the Patriots are 30th in rush EPA per play, 31st in rush success rate. But then you dive deeper into it. He's basically their Matabike, guys.
Yes.
Like, their defense has generated a 5.5% lower pressure rate, 5.2% lower sack rate, and pressure quarterbacks 0.16 seconds slower on average. Those courtesy of NFL Next Gen stats. So this is a banged up Patriots defense, and it might be a big Derrick Henry game coming off a light workload on Sunday.
Might be the first time in a long time Lamar runs for 40, 50 yards.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Lamar Jackson does not have a 20-yard run on the season. Fun
That's
fact.
Crazy.
Yeah. 19 was
That's
his longest.
Crazy.
Week one.
That is crazy.
And whatever, Tyrod Taylor's got one against
the potato. Potato.
He had like a 20, and I think he had like a 17 or something.
Maybe a big Lamar and Henry game.
I could see it. I could see it. Zay practiced, but he's got a neck.
Practice right? full, but he's listed with neck. Maybe a little sore.
Yeah.
It's a weird one, though, because he was not on the injury report yesterday.
Right.
So it cropped
up
today.
Can't be much of anything.
But he practiced.
I mean, I'm guessing. I mean, if he practiced full.
Yes. And then the Linderbaum thing.
I'm getting a pretty full complement of Ravens for this game.
Yeah, I do too.
No, I think the Ravens are ready to roll. But I also think this Patriots defense is really banged up. And I know Harbs was asked about it yesterday, the fact that the offense really isn't running a ton of plays and the time of possession just has not been in their favor for the majority of this year. I think this has to be the game where this Patriots defense is going to be shorthanded. Maybe you could really wear them down. And then Henry
Absolutely.
In the fourth quarter.
Yeah, the hammer.
The hammer.
Well, and all three running backs contributed in an explosive manner
totally.
Last week. And I think that could be the case again.
For what it's worth, isn't this the fourth game Justice Hill is going to miss? He went on IR Harp said
so
it was going to be a 4-week thing.
Yeah.
So, and to Harp's credit, He's been on it with the injury guesses. So if we're to believe him,
he's on a heater.
Yeah. So if we're going to believe him as he continues the heater, that means we probably see Justice Hill on the field next week.
That'd be huge.
Yeah. It'll be great to get him back.
Ravens and Patriots, that's Sunday at 8 o'clock, Baltimore Game Day on Central, live from the Horseshoe Casino at 5. It's me and the Bone, Hour 1, and the Bone, Vinny Serrato, Mike Preston, Hours 2 and 3, getting you ready for Ravens and Patriots. And we'll talk Patriots and also talk some Boston Red Sox. Dan Shaughnessy, we always love having Dan on, especially to crap on the Red Sox, but he's a sports columnist from the Boston Globe, and he joins us next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.